Wow. What a bombshell. Federal documents detail sweeping potential NCAA violations involving high-profile players, including players that are currently playing in college basketball. How about this? This is so NBA agent Andy Miller and his former associate Christian Dawkins and their agency ASM Sports. Christian Dawkins detailed, documented, logged every payment, every meeting, every dinner with every coach and every player ever that he paid off or gave money to in exact amounts, so that I guess for business purposes, for their debit sheet, I guess he did this just so he knows, well, here's, you know, hey, I got to get this paid back. Look what I paid to Malcolm Brogdon. I got to get that back to Isaiah Whitehead, Tim Quarterman. So Markelle Fultz, all of these names are in this. How much he paid exactly, whether what it was for, an ATM withdrawal, a loan to the mom, a plane ticket. Brian Bowen, who had been in the middle of the NCAA for a while over his transfer and whether and how that was going, he had plane tickets given to him and his mom and his dad for which is illegal, about $1,500 worth. All kind. Benny Boatwright, Eric Davis, who's a current player for Texas, according to documents, he received $1,500.
No, that's not going to be true. Texas would never do that. My wife told me. Nope.
You don't think? Well, if Shaka didn't know anything about it, that's one thing. Yeah.
Right. He obviously didn't know anything. No. Nobody did. My wife told me Texas would never cheat ever. So I'm going to believe her because she's my best friend. We talked about this yesterday or day before yesterday.
Wait a minute. Your best friend never lies to you? Best friend can lie. She's your best friend doesn't mean you.
She wouldn't lie about that.
Oh, yeah, she would lie about Texas. That's her best friend.
She would. And Texas would never lie.
Maybe she's your best friend, but her best friend is Texas.
And Texas would never lie to us either. They would never lie to anybody.
Man, I'm telling you, this is sweeping. But I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. And I said this yesterday on the show. You know what's going to happen out of this? Nothing. You know why? Because it's too in-depth. It's too sweeping. Because you're going to have to penalize every single team. And what they're going to do is they're going to say, let's hit reset. Because there's just too much here for every university is going to be touched by this. Especially every major university. And that's the golden goose. How are you going to kill the golden goose? There's only two revenue sports in all of college athletics. It's football and basketball. Do you think that they're going to be, okay, all right, let's suspend Texas. Let's suspend Kentucky. Let's suspend Michigan State, North Carolina, Duke. They're all named in this thing. Alabama, USC, all of them are named. How in the hell are you going to, what are you going to do?
That's the thing is, well, this is the other problem. When you wait long enough and you let it keep and you let it run its course and you just let, and there's no regulators in place, there's no way, you know, you don't put it in check early. This is what happens. It infects. I mean, it's just a cancer that infects all of college basketball, and not at the lower levels, guys. Try, and not just, oh, Jerry Tarkanian, or, oh, you know, you pick a right. That's a Calipari. Oh, that's Rick Pitino. You found out Rick Pitino and Calipari. This is. They say
it's
just
everybody.
Just like they said. What was it last week? Who was it who said? Literally every, like, your top 50 programs are all going to be, like, top 50? Like 38?
Yeah.
42?
No, the quote was Tennessee Chattanooga is going to be a 2 seed because everybody else is out. That's it.
We'll talk about this. We'll talk about this today. We've got some stuff going on. Spencer Hall from SB Nation, who's one of the best college sports guys. Have you ever spent any time with Spencer?
No.
He's phenomenal.
Okay, so Spencer Hall is going to join us, and he'll talk about this.
He's from Meat Camp, North Carolina. That's what it says on his Twitter.
Well, but this is—I'm telling you—I don't know. I don't know what is, I don't think anything is, if you want to know the truth, anything can come of this because it's so widespread. I just think that they're going to, let the chips fall where they're made. What they're going to claim is probably going to claim is let the we're going to have to let the FBI do its job. And when that is, when that, all that dust clears, then we're going to take a look at it. The FBI doesn't have to hand over its documents. Apparently they handed them over to Yahoo. But they're not handing them over to the NCAA yet, apparently. I don't know. Maybe they have, and the NCAA is just holding on to it going, holy crap, what do we do with this? Yeah. I think the NCAA is between a rock and a hard place.
So there is, in the world of college athletics, there is a belief that basketball, if they feel like, or at least some programs, if they feel like they're getting ready to go down, and their football brethren is in the same boat and they're not getting any heat, that they will offer to help the NCAA clean it all up. And that will include everything they know about football. So the NCAA will be in a little game of chicken where they say, you know what, you're right, we got to get all of sports cleaned up. Here's what we've got on our football program, and here's what we've got on other football programs, and we've got these universities to help you with their football programs, and where the basketball programs will say, oh, okay, you sure you want to do this? Because here's football. And we'll make sure that you have all the info you need. And then the NCAA will be forced with the task of cleaning up all of college athletics. It probably wouldn't be a bad thing, but it would sure hurt in the short term. And here's the scary thing to them. They don't know what financial ramifications it would have on level of play, television ratings because of level of play or ineligible players. Like, that's going to be a scary. They're getting paid ton of money to deliver a certain product. So it will be interesting if basketball says, okay, let's do football.
And then
too.
Again, they can't. CBS, TNT, True TV have all paid so much money for this thing. How are you going to take all of these players? Right now, you could shut down Michigan State and Duke and North Carolina, Louisville, all of these programs. You can shut them all down right now, but you got to deliver to CBS and TNT and True TV. You have no option here but to just ignore this for as long as possible, and then you're right. Oh, really? Is this what's... Oh, I'm going down? All of college basketball is going down? Well, let's talk about football now. And then the millions, tens and hundreds of millions of dollars that are headed that way as well are going to be in jeopardy. So this is, again, I think that this is something that the NCAA is just going to have to turn a blind eye and say, well, you know what? We're just going to hit reset on all of this, but we're going to stop. Because here's the deterrent is this. Now, you can go to prison. Because these guys are finding out that they're in a world of hurt. The judge has declared, hey, listen, they were asked to get out of all of this by saying, who's hurt by this thing? The college is benefited. Nobody's hurt by this. So why are we on trial here? And the judge said, no, you're wrong. We're going to trial on this deal. You are in some trouble. I don't care if no one is hurt. I don't care if it was just college. The funny thing about this, too, is we're treating this like it's an FBI investigation, right? Mm-hmm. Into payments to kids in college basketball. And Pat Forty is like the Washington Post now, getting all this information, all these documents, FBI documents that he's able to publish. And it's like one gigantic Watergate scandal. It's college basketball. It's $1,500 to a kid that wants to go to Duke or Michigan State. Who gives a rat's ass?
Because the bidding will keep going higher. You know why? Because
Who cares?
Because this is what happened. Now it's infiltrated all of sports. This is why basketball can't come out and say, or sports really, all of it can't say college players. Players, how dumb does the argument? Players should be paid. We need to pay players because they're playing and they can't even afford sandwiches and they can't even afford cookies. Like, bitch, we just gave somebody $50,000.
Well,
what are you talking about?
Well, but a lot of this is only like plane tickets or, you know, a lot of this is $1,500 here. Of course, this is Isaiah Whitehead, $37,000. Dennis Smith,
$43,000. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Dennis Smith needs to get paid. He cannot. Markel Fultz. He can't buy shoes. Like, oh, he can buy shoes.
No, Benny he Boatwright. Can buy shoes. Benny Boatwright and his father, they received at least $2,000. Chimezie Metu got $2,000.
And this is only one agent, not what a school might have, or not what a school would have funneled through a shoe place.
Yeah. By the way, this is just one guy. This is
what a shoe company might have handed out to get a guy to go to a school.
This is one guy who made the mistake of being way too organized and detailed.
And ASM. Who's ASM, by the way? ASM Sports Agency. Basically a no-name, and they're funneling all this money?
This is why the no-names have to do it.
Oh, right.
Because they got to buy the way. I got a friend of mine who's in the business, and he just said, and he's not a big agent, he just said, if you have to have a huge bankroll to start, because you're not going to get the biggest name guys. He said, even to get small guys, you've got to give them like stipends to, and when he said, and this is all legal, by the way, when you get them, and a lot of times you have to make promises, the very best workout facilities. They're a fifth rounder. You're not recouping a lot of that money. No. The very best workout facilities, the very best nutrition. They want a car when they're there. They want their boy to have a car. They want, like, it starts to add up.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't, and if you're a small guy, you can't screw up and miss on a guy because he could get all that stuff from you and then leave
before contract time.
They do it all the time.
All the time.
Antoine Peake, remember him?
Yeah.
He ran through three agents before the draft. He was just sucking money up from those guys and then bolting to the next guy.
And? All right, at 7:15, ESPN 97.5, Spencer Hall joining us. Now, every day should be Saturday.com, SB Nation, here on ESPN 97.5 to talk about this story and more right here. Spencer, welcome to the show. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Man, we're doing great. Thanks for joining us this morning. How about this, all these revelations, all these documents? I find it kind of odd that this guy, Christian Dawkins, would leave these kind of papers laying around with all this evidence to destroy him.
His wife must be a tremendous nag because, I mean, why else would you be this organized?
I know.
You'll never catch papers on me.
No.
Because I don't keep anything organized.
I forgot what I ate this morning. Yeah. I mean, come on. Dude, you left all this evidence laying around?
I don't know. This is kind of a pattern, man. You'll notice.
Yeah.
Nationally. No. On levels much larger and more important than this, the pattern is that you're just going to leave a whole lot of evidence out there because, I don't know, you know, there's a lot of dads out there who don't realize that the texts get hooked up to every Apple device.
Right.
There's a lot of dads out there who don't, I'm serious, like in the current investigation of a very important figure attached to our president, one key piece of evidence in a 32-count indictment handed down yesterday, I am not lying. It centers on somebody who did not figure out how to convert something to a PDF. That's it. Okay? So this really doesn't surprise me, okay? Like, this is where you remember that if you're going to be corrupt, it helps to be disorganized. Because
yeah,
guess what?
Yeah, no doubt.
You want a bag man who's going to lose the papers but keep the cash.
You know, all the movies I watch, all the shows I watch about serial killers, Dexter, meticulous in a way that you weren't going to catch him, but he always, his meticulous nature also got him in a little bit of trouble. The same thing with the guy from The Fall, the killer from The Fall.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes when you're too meticulous in it, you know, but all of a sudden, what do you have to do? He had to write his little journal. Well, he wrote his little journal, kept mannequins like a creep.
Well, but
that's
I
how
just,
you get caught.
Here's the thing, though, is I just went down to Florida to cover the Astros, so I had to keep all my receipts. If I'm going to get paid back by the company, yeah, I need all of those receipts.
Right.
It seems Christian needed all of this
for reimbursement.
Get reimbursed.
I got you.
Who's going to reimburse him if he doesn't have this?
Ultimately, I think, Spencer, these are write-offs.
Maybe he's trying to, like, yeah, maybe he's itemizing it for a write-off. Thinks that this is, like, tax deductible. And you know what? I don't know. In some of the states where college basketball's biggest, maybe it is on the books as a write-off. I don't know.
This is a write-off in Kentucky. It's got Louisville in Kentucky.
Yeah, right,
this is a write-off there.
So this is ASM Sports, Spencer. We were just talking about this. This is one agency that I'd never heard of before, quite frankly. How many agencies are out there? How many players? This is just the tip, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This is one little dude, right? And if you think, like I did initially looking at it, you go, oh, man, basketball players are cheap. Well, consider how many different agents are vying for the attention of these players and how many different sources of off-the-books kind of revenue and income. And even then, though, I will point out, okay, look at the average salary for an NBA player and then take what you would consider to be the starter salary or the developmental league salary for that player and then compare it to what they're making in college. I still think this is cheap. This is still well below, I think, what you would expect, which is, by the way, what you see in college. Like, when you consider what Cam Newton was allegedly, you know, sold to Auburn for. Like, the prices involved are still just a pittance. They're still a percentage of what they're actually worth.
Yeah, you're probably, in a very real sense, if you're having a real conversation, you're probably right, which is what scares the NCAA, because that's why this no amount is going to... It, look, you let it go and let it go and let it go forever in basketball. We know that AAU has controlled a lot of things. Shoe companies have controlled AAU. This has been something the NCAA has known about. I've known about a lot of this stuff since the late 90s. I'm sure it's just gotten worse and worse. And if you let it go on, it does metastasize. It is going to turn into something that ensnares substantially more programs. I will guarantee you the amount of programs who were involved in this 20 years ago was a lot lower than what it is today. But now it's the norm. And, you know, Spencer, there is a school of thought by someone I spoke to who is in the basketball world who said, what's going to happen is if the NCAA starts really going full court press, there's going to be some basketball people through self-preservation that says, okay, let us also help you with our football program because we know about problems with this and we want to clean everything up. And then the NCAA is going to have to deal with the fact that, uh-oh, we're going to have to go after the golden goose too. Can you see that happening, and how do you think that would go?
No, I don't, because the NCAA's influence over football is so slight and so small. They're really not invested. The reason you're hearing about this is because the NCAA, as an institution, is tied so closely to basketball by revenue, right? Follow the money. You can follow the money, and the NCAA's financial interests are aligned almost like so much of their revenue comes from the tournament, right, and preserving the value of the tournament as a TV property. And for something like this, where you have the players attempting to, from agents and from others, get a second revenue stream that goes to them, right? And remember, that's the central issue here, right, when you get down to it. The worst thing that the players have done here and the worst thing that the agents have done is that they've bothered to try to get more cash in the system and not divert any of it to the NCAA. That's the issue, right? We don't have a fair wage scale. This is, you know, essentially a black market, and that's their chief issue here, right? I don't really know why the FBI is messing with this. I don't. I have no idea. I don't know what anybody's investment on a federal level would be in college basketball. I just don't. It's not like this money is going to buy rocket launchers in Afghanistan, right? It's not like this money is being funneled elsewhere. Okay, don't quote me on that. It might be. Like if somebody says, hey, you know what? Some of this money was traced to the Russian embassy in Argentina, this massive like cocaine deal that they've got going on. I'd go, okay, sure, I'll believe that, right? Especially if it's like out of the state of North Carolina, right? Like that's like if somehow you can link Duke basketball to that, I'm all for it, all right? But I don't know what the feds are doing here. I don't know what the purpose of this is, because it only props up a system that doesn't give the players their fair shake. But that's my time on the soapbox.
Yeah, that's what, you know, I said that earlier. I said, this is, let's not forget, well, the FBI is involved in college basketball. And it's like Forty and Thamel are now the Washington Post breaking Watergate here. Well, we've got documents. They must have been in a hotel room taking pictures of them. Yeah. I mean, what the hell is going on here?
Wait a minute. In this day and age of where, watch Kim Kardashian break the internet with a brand new toe ring. Like, this does qualify as major, major sports news.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's almost like, what do we do with this? This isn't about Twitter reacting to Buster Posey taking his kid on a shopping spree. Twitter says this. Twitter didn't say anything? This is an actual real story?
Yeah, but no, but he's right. It's like Tim Quarterman got $16,000. Who cares? Who cares?
Well, it's illegal.
You pay taxes on it. That's the problem. That's the idea, right?
Right.
I don't mean FBI, if that's what their chief case is here, okay, you got somebody who might have taken, what, five figures? Okay, you might want to talk to somebody's dad about that weekend in Biloxi where he cleaned up at the roulette table, all right? But that's not going to happen, right? We're not going to talk about everybody who's got under the table income here, right? This is a special category, and I have no idea why it would be an FBI priority. If you want to pay taxes on it, cool. If this is an NCAA enforcement issue, cool. Is it a story? Absolutely, because I think more than anything, it highlights what I think are the relatively small amounts involved here, right? This is this is some petty pimping. This is like small change compared to what it could be or what it might be with larger agents, right? So I'm not saying it's not a story. I just don't know what, like, the federal oversight issue is here, especially when, I don't know, FBI's got some other things going on, I've heard.
Yeah, well, they've got some other interests. But the other thing that John mentioned is, Spencer, and we're visiting with Spencer Hall from Every Day Should Be Saturday and SB Nation. We don't know. I mean, this is one man's documents. We don't know. I know a football player who was getting paid by, you know, multiple sources. Of course, those were agents fine for there. But this is really as well, in a way. So how do we know that this is just not, you talk about these are small numbers, but how do we know that this is just a small tentacle of what is a much larger octopus here at work?
I think that's probably the case, right? Like, right. That would be the logical thing to think, to go, okay, we have this one small agent who's got very detailed records of payments to players. What's to keep a player from doing that with multiple agents? That's been the case in college football, right? You remember that? That's a facet of the Reggie Bush case at USC, right? That he had this guy who was going to, you know, work with him on marketing. Mm-hmm. He took money and never signed with him. That was the chief issue there, right? I don't think that's uncommon. I don't think agents are, by the way, being suckered by this. I think they know that these are retainers to stay in the game for a much larger payoff down the road.
Oh, no right? question.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
These no are, question.
These are essentially, you know, keeping your interest on retainer.
These are PSLs. The player, these are just
interest in the agent.
Yeah,
right?
These are personal seat licenses.
In any business, if you're a broker, you're going to have losses.
It's a transfer fee.
You're going to hit some losses. You're going to hit a percentage of guys. You're going to hit a percentage of your stocks. You're going to hit a percentage of your, and you just got to take the losses. If you're a gambler, you're going to have your losses. But you know what? If you hit 58%, then you're going to break even. And that's what they're doing here. They know that guys are going to take them and that they're going to invest in them and they're going to go somewhere else, but they're going to hit some guys and they want to hit the big ones. And you never know who that big one is going to be. Spencer Hall from Everyday Should Be Saturday.com. And SB Nation with us here on ESPN 97.5. We got to break it there. Spencer, thanks for joining us. We really appreciate you hanging.
Oh, hey, my pleasure, gentlemen.